The outgoing U.S. military commander in Iraq, General George Casey, says a new security push involving more than 20,000 additional U.S. troops should start to show results soon.
You're going to see some progress gradually over the next 60 to 90 days, but I think it's probably going to be the summer, late summer, before we get to the point where the people in Baghdad feel safe in their neighborhoods.
His comments follow a rising tide of sectarian violence that United Nations officials say killed 94 people a day last year in Iraq, mostly here in Baghdad. Hours before Gates arrived in Basra, six British soldiers were wounded in a series of rocket attacks on their base. Casey met Gates in the oil-rich southern city of Basra today. The U.S. Defense Secretary is also meeting with the commander of British forces, Major General Jonathan Shaw, and conferring with commanders from Poland, Australia, Denmark, and Romania. Britain, which has the largest troop contingent among the U.S. allies, with 7,000 soldiers in the Basra area, is planning to withdraw a large portion of them this year. Gates praised the United States and other coalition troops, but said the stakes in Iraq are incredibly high.
Whatever one's views on how we got to this point here in Iraq at this pivotal moment, there is widespread agreement here that failure would be a calamity for American national interests and those of many other countries as well. Given what is at stake, failure is not an option.
This is the second time Gates has visited Iraq since becoming U.S. Defense Secretary last month. On this trip, he also made stops in Afghanistan and several Arab nations. Meanwhile, Iraqi and U.S. forces detained a top aide to radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. Al-Sadr's office says the man is the group's media director. But Lieutenant General Graham Lamb, the deputy commander of Britain's multinational forces in Iraq, says he's sure they've arrested the right man.
The individual in question is someone we've been looking for. Based upon the evidence and intelligence we have, he was arrested and is currently in our detention.
The U.S. military calls him the leader of a group involved in kidnapping, torture, and murder. Jim Randall, VOA News, Baghdad.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。